This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're listening to In the News, our daily podcast where we get you the top news from India and around the world. Today with me, I have two of my colleagues, Siddesh Raut and Shraddha Sharma in the studio with me, who are going to give our listeners all the top developments of the day. Hi and welcome to the show, Siddesh.
Hi, thank you so much for having me here, Jerome.
Hi, Shraddha.
Hi, Jerome. Thank you for having me.
So, Siddesh, I'll start with you. You're going to tell me about Congress leader and former Union Minister P. Chidambaram being denied bail in the INX media case. So, what's really happening there?
Well, Jerome, Chidambaram, who is a former Union Finance Minister, has been denied bail once again. And the thing is, he's currently lodged in Delhi's Tihar Jail. And he had initially sought bail saying that the evidence that is currently being used in this case is rather documentary. Mm-hmm. And there is no need for any kind of restrictions on him because since the evidence is documentary and all this evidence is in the custody of these probe agencies, there's no chance he can actually tamper with them.
Right.
And there's no need for him to be basically locked up.
Right.
But the Enforcement Directorate, on the other hand, said that his argument is invalid because... And they oppose this plea on these grounds because they believe that he's trying to, or they are rather alleged, he's tried to influence and threaten witnesses as part of this case. And that is why they said that they should keep him in jailed up.
Okay. Was that the only reason that the bail was denied?
Well, the Delhi High Court had observed on a prima facie basis or rather on a preliminary basis that the allegations against him are rather serious in nature with this case and that he has played an active and major role in the case is the words of the Delhi High Court in regards to this. And an addendum to this is where Justice Suresh Kait, who is a part of the Delhi High Court bench that's looking at this case, said that if a bail is granted to the former Union Minister and the current Congress leader, it would send a wrong message to the society if bail was granted to Chidambaram in this case.
All right, Siddesh, so could you give us a little background in this case?
Sure, Jerome. The Enforcement Directorate had actually arrested Chidambaram on October 16th.
Right.
And he's been jailed in Tihar Jail since then. Chidambaram was earlier arrested by the CBI on August 21st in this case. But he was granted bail by the Supreme Court for that particular case on the 22nd of October.
Okay.
And this case that is registered by the CBI was related to irregularities concerning an FIPB clearance or a Foreign Investment Promotion Board clearance, which was granted to the INX Media Group back in 2007 for funds close to 305 crore rupees.
Okay.
And this was around the time when Chidambaram was the finance minister. And thereafter, the ED had basically launched a money laundering case to probe into these kind of irregularities back into 2017. And this is more or less, in a nutshell, what the case is all about.
All right, Siddesh. So that's where things stand for the former Union Minister. Now, moving on to the Chief Justice of India, who has been in the talks for a series of verdicts that were delivered in the recent past. Shraddha has a lot more details on that. Shraddha, can you tell us what's the latest on Ranjan Gogoi?
Okay, so Ranjan Gogoi, who we know was the 46th Chief Justice of India, he will retire on the 17th of November. Today was his last day in office.
Okay.
And appointed by President Kovind in 2018, he was actually the first person from Northeast to become the Chief Justice of India.
Okay.
He succeeded Deepak Mishra, and next in line will be S.A. Bobre, who will become the Chief Justice of India.
Okay.
So he'll be turning 65 on 18th of November. So his last day in office, like the retirement day, will be 17th of November.
Okay.
As you rightly said, he had various landmark judgments during his tenure, and few of them like came in the last few days of his days in his office.
Right.
So the Ayodhya verdict was there, and Sabarimala review plea, the Rafale review plea, and he is also known for the judgment in the case where CGI will be actually coming under RTI.
Right.
So that was that, and the Assam NRC, which was a major judgment of the Supreme Court.
Okay.
He also heard a plea against Rahul Gandhi in the contempt case. So this is, and also in the last day, he actually refused to not speak to the press one-on-one.
Okay.
So he happened to say that judges do not speak, they speak only when it is a functional necessity.
Okay.
And he also said, and I quote, bitter truths must remain in memory.
Wow. Quite interesting there, because this man is going to be in history books for delivering the verdict on Ayodhya. And, you know, indeed, he has delivered a lot of landmark judgments. We will look forward to more such judgments from the incoming Chief Justice of India, S.A. Bobde, that is?
Yes, that's
all right. Now, let's move on to New Delhi. Siddesh, can you tell me what's the pollution levels there? And my question comes because the odd-even driving rule ends today.
Jerome, so the current levels, pollution levels, have been flitting close to emergency levels, which is as high as it could get.
Okay.
And this has been a cause of alarm and concern for all the residents of Delhi.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chief Minister, Arvind Kejriwal, had initiated this odd and even scheme as a way to try to tackle the ongoing pollution scenario mm-hmm. in the city, in the mm-hmm. capital city. And while today was supposed to be the day where he was going to announce whether the scheme was going to be extended, he came out today and said that the air quality is expected to improve in the coming 2 to 3 days. And he said that we will, the Delhi government would take a call on whether to carry on extending this odd even scheme later on in Monday.
Okay. All right. So has the scheme been extended till Monday? We don't have word on it.
No, not yet. So this announcement will come on Monday, whether okay. the scheme will be extended.
All right. And so why do you think did the Delhi Chief Minister delay in taking the call, considering mm-hmm. that, you know, the pollution levels were alarming?
Yeah. The Delhi government expects, or rather Arvind Kejriwal had announced that they expect the pollution levels to kind of reduce in the mm-hmm. coming few days.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll most likely take a call given the quality of the air in the capital city on Monday itself. So that was the main reason why they wanted to wait. And they do not want to essentially inconvenience the citizens from the odd even scheme.
Okay. My next question to you, Siddesh, is this pollution level now, Diwali is done.
Mm-hmm.
Was this because of stubble burning? Are neighboring states involved in this? Are they even doing something to clamp down pollution arising from, say, Uttar Pradesh or Haryana?
So an interesting development was announced today. The Supreme Court had actually called forward the chief secretaries of Punjab, Haryana, Uttar Pradesh and Delhi
mm-hmm.
to basically know about the kind of steps that have been undertaken to tackle this pollution problem.
Okay.
And the bench was consisting of Justices Arun Mishra and Deepak Gupta. And they had said that effective steps have to be taken in 13 different pollution hotspots in Delhi. So they were also trying to ask the same question, like what steps have all these respective state governments and governments have taken
mm-hmm.
to tackle this problem. And they in particularly pointed out to Delhi, saying that the level of stubble burning has reduced significantly and yet the quality of the air more or less remains the same, or it could have even been improving. And what other steps have been taken in lieu of that? So you could see that it is more or less accepted on one level that stubble burning does play a significant role in this ongoing crisis
mm-hmm.
of pollution.
Okay, so apart from the odd even scheme, has the Delhi government taken any other measures to curb pollution?
So Jerome, during this entire time period, several different things were taken up to whatever extent was possible.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was closing down of schools. Corporates had also suggested that people work from home.
Okay.
Aside from the odd even scheme, there was also a ban on construction activities, which was during the evenings for a certain time. And then as the situation got even more alarming, they carried out a blanket ban on construction activities throughout the day.
All right.
They also discouraged the burning of garbage, burning of firecrackers during any kind of the weddings or all kinds of events where firecrackers are normally burned.
Right.
These were the steps that were taken at that point of time. On a side note, the central government during this Supreme Court meeting that had taken place on the 11th of November
mm-hmm.
had said that it is examining the feasibility of putting up smog towers to possibly reduce the kind of the pollution in Delhi.
Okay.
So these are the kind of measures that have been talked about so far.
All right, Sid, thank you so much for these valuable updates. And thank you, Shraddha.
Thank you, Jerome.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jerome.
And now a word on our subscription product, Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app. The offer is available on Android and the web.
With that, we wrap this episode of In the News. We are going to see you next on Monday with today's developments. In case you have any feedback or in case you want to send across a message to us, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.